Yo.
Hi.
George is in the house. Man, this is such an honor. How are you, man?
You know what? I feel pretty good. Thank you. Great.
Good. Hey, we today, when we got the word that we were going to talk to you, there's just too much to talk about. So do you have the day? Can we take the rest of your radio interviews and just kind of combine them into ours?
Absolutely. That would be great.
It would be great, actually.
That would be
good. You could just feed it. You could just feed it out to them, and then I wouldn't have to talk to them. They could just run ours.
See? See the beauty?
I'm all for it, actually.
Yeah. Little George Lopez consolidation. That's what it is. Hey, George, let's first, can we talk about your new show? You got St. George going on FX. And tell us a little bit about that show.
Well, you know, St. George is a lot edgier than my first show. You know, FX is clearly an edgier network. And it's about a guy who is newly divorced, and his wife is holding him accountable to be a better parent in divorce than he was in marriage, because he was always working, and that's what destroyed his marriage. And then he has Machete, who Danny Trejo, who plays my uncle, and David Zayas from Dexter, who plays my cousin, kind of pulling him back into his past. And those guys don't have anything really of means, but they are happier than I am with means. You know, I'm a successful businessman who's not very happy trying to find his place. These guys have nothing except what I have, and they seem to be more content.
Oh, wow.
Is this at all autobiographical for you?
Completely.
Ah, gotcha. Absolutely.
Completely, yeah. You know, it's funny, you know, in success, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be happy. And sometimes keeping things simple, as hard as that is, really brings people the most joy.
Yeah.
Very true.
Well, and speak of things that are either easy or hard, what is harder? Is it harder to do a talk show, which you've done, or this kind of show, where you're doing a sitcom kind of show?
Well, you know, this format, the 1090, is kind of what Charlie Sheen does. If you get picked up and go into the 90, you know, you're blessed, clearly, because you know you're going to be doing 90 episodes. But they do two a week. So this one could be a little bit more difficult than the first show, because you're always writing, and then when you shut down, most of the other actors go home or go on vacation. But for me as a creator, I'm in the writing room, so it does take up a lot more time.
Does it? Okay.
There okay.
You go. Yeah. You know, and to talk a little bit about you as a comedian. I mean, George, when you're on stage, they hand you a microphone. I mean, you're so funny. And wondered if that still is a part of your DNA. Do you still try and go out and do stand-up? Is there any time to do that, or there isn't any time?
No, there is. Yeah, you know, there is. It's funny because, you know, it's been such a tremendous part of my life. You know, I started doing it when I was 18. I just turned 53. I can't believe it. I just turned 53.
Hey.
I don't really know what I would do with a Friday night or a Saturday night if I wasn't out working.
There you go. Yeah. Because, I mean, it seems like there's a need. Anybody who's ever had a show set up, you know, Jerry Seinfeld people, all that, anybody who's had a show on TV, there's still that desire. You want to go out and keep your chops going, right?
Well, it is a little bit of make-believe. You know, you put on a nice suit and you go out there and people cheer and you're making them laugh and it's a big room. It's filled with people. There is kind of a warmth and an acceptance to that I don't necessarily get in my real life, you know. So it is a little bit of a it's an honor, clearly, to have people pay to come and see you, but it is something for me that's a little bit therapeutic, being the fact that, you know, I'm not dating anybody, and then those things kind of tend to get a little bit it's a little bit boring without it.
There you go.
George, I got a question for you. It looks like, I was just looking at a comedy tour that you're doing. You're hanging out with Jerry Seinfeld?
Mm.
I mean, that's a big gig, right?
Well, we do a lot of stuff. We're in a lot of the same towns together, and we do kind of piggyback each other's work.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that? All right. Then everybody should be in pain by the end of that night, right? I mean, your gut is just going to be gone by the end of that night, right?
Oh, I mean, clearly one of the best comedians that's ever worked. So it's good to be out. It's fun to be out there.
Oh, that is awesome.
Hey, I have one more question for you, George. Yeah. What would you have done if you hadn't gone into comedy?
Well,
any idea?
I'm gonna say two words: shipping and receiving.
Oh no! Okay.
There you go.
You know, I really didn't have a backup plan. And I was really, you know, and still, you know, a lot of people are shy that are in the public eye, and people can't believe it. But when you're telling jokes, it's a controlled area. It's the other part of life that's not controlled.
There you go.
So you tend to be a little bit shy, a little more introverted, you know, the same way I was when I was a kid. And I always gravitated to the loading docks.
There you go.
And there's no shame in that. We need people to load our packages.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, when FedEx knocks at the door, you get to see the guy in the uniform. He's got the electronic pad. There's somebody putting the package on the truck. That would have been me.
You got that right.
There you go. George, Absolutely. You rock. Hey, George, good luck with St. George on FX with the show, man. Great to talk to you.
No, thank you. I appreciate your time. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you.
Take care,
bye-bye.
George.